up my heart.
Oh.
the hills, from whence cometh your help. All of our help come from the Lord. Father, we thank you. We thank you today for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, for the service thus far. Breathe on us, Lord. Touch that woman that's hurting, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Touch that man, Lord. Clear up his lung passages, Lord. Look on those that's in the hospital, the nursing homes, the rehab centers. Those who are homebound, Lord, be with them, I pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we know you're able. All power's in your hand. You've touched my body many times, Lord, and I thank you for it now. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, bless somebody here today, Lord. Somebody need to feel something. Somebody need to hear a word. Somebody need to be delivered, Lord. Touch, Lord Jesus. Touch, Lord Jesus. Save somebody, Lord. Let the Holy Ghost fall in this place. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. Word my mouth, Lord. Give me what to say and how to say it. We'll praise you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So, no, amen. Your tongue is very vital. It is important. We can turn a large ship around with a rudder. We can make a harsh turn to the left or to the right with bits. But the tongue, amen. It is a small thing, but what enormous damage it can do. Amen. We need to be able to control our tongue. Amen. Our tongue, amen, is a flame of fire. And y'all know what fire can do, right? My God, it's a flame of fire. It is full of wickedness that can ruin your whole life, causing you to end up in hell. In other words, amen, praise the Lord, since it's a flame of fire, it will not just destroy what's around you, it will just keep on burning. Amen, praise the Lord, amen. It just goes into a blaze, praise the Lord, and sometimes it just come out, amen, in a combustible state, boom. My God, do you realize what you are saying? I want you to think about this morning. This is not a shouting message. Amen. I've seen men, amen, with snakes around their neck. I've seen elephants bow down. I've seen tigers roll over. But the tongue is so unruly, no man can tame it. My God. My brothers and sisters, blessings and cursings should never come out of the same mouth. I'm going to say that again. Amen. Blessings and curses should never come out of the same mouth. Now, amen, there has to be something to control it. If this tongue is untamable, amen, then you need some help to control it. My, my, my. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Amen, praise the Lord. Your whole body, amen, praise the Lord, is sinful, and something has to help you control the sinful nature that is in you. Oh, my God, I just lost some of them deep folks. Amen, because they think, amen, just because they got the Holy Ghost, they ain't got nothing to worry about. But I want you to know, amen, praise the Lord, that Satan is just as close to you today or even closer than he was before you got saved. He's right there, amen, standing by and waiting for an opportunity. And if you blink your eye, he'll step right in, amen, and he'll mess you up. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Does a spring give sweet water and bitter water at the same time? Oh, no, no, no. It shouldn't do that. Then if a spring can't give bitter water and sweet water at the same time, then there should not be cursing, amen, and praises come out of your mouth at the same time. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. God didn't make no Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde out of you just because he saved you. Somebody said, he changed me. Can I get a witness in here? Let me see the hand, Lord, and know God changed you. Hallelujah. You are changed by the renewing of your mind. Things you used to do, you don't do no more. Places you used to go, you don't go there no more. Things you used to say, you don't say them no more, because there's been a great change in you. Trying to preach. Give me a few more minutes here. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Do you go to a grapevine looking for olives? It just won't work. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I don't think so. That is why God said, I want you to be holy because I am holy. And I want you to know, amen, that God is the only one that can control your unruly tongue. You need Christ in your life. You need Jesus to change you. You need the baptism of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will lead you. The Holy Ghost will tell you what to say and what not to say. The Holy Ghost will tell you when to speak and when not to speak. Thank you, Jesus. Righteousness exalts the nation. Sin is a reproach to any people. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so God wants us to be righteous. And it starts with the tongue. Hallelujah. When God can control your tongue, he can control your whole body. Hallelujah. When you can control your tongue, amen, praise the Lord, your feet will stay still. When you can control your tongue, amen, your body will not act unseemly, amen, in company. When you can control your tongue, amen, your hands won't be going, oh, Lord, help me here. Hallelujah, praise God, amen, praise the Lord. When you can control your tongue, amen, your eyes will stop flashing. Lord, help me here. Thank God. Thank God for his spirit. Hallelujah. He's able to control your entire body. Somebody ought to shout yes. Say yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, glory. You need to think about, amen, what you're going to say before you say it. What's the rush? Why you got to be in a hurry? ain't nobody going nowhere. Think about it just for a second. I ain't talking about you got to go home and pray on it. Just a second. Just give it a second. Amen. To formulate the words in your mind. I used to wonder, amen, I like to watch politicians when the news reporters go to them, amen, and put a mic in front of them. And they kind of hesitate. And I said, well, that ought to be an easy question. Why don't he go ahead and answer? No, he wants to think about it. He wants to make sure that what he says is not going to come back to haunt him. Lord, help me here. Amen. Well, now, if the politician don't want it to come back to haunt them, how about us people that save and sanctify? You don't want your words to come back and haunt you. Oh, no, you don't. Amen. Well, if that's the case, then you need to think about what you're going to say. Give yourself an opportunity, amen, to get it clear in your mind. And let me say this. If you're a little warm under the collar, if you're a little bit out of sync, you might be better off by just walking off and keeping your mouth shut. I ain't helping nobody here this morning. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'd rather walk off and keep my mouth shut than open my mouth and lose my place in God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. James warned us about the inflammatory speech. Amen. Don't you know that your tongue is violent? Your tongue, amen, will rip somebody apart. Your tongue will tear down what you spent all your life trying to build up. Thank you. Hallelujah. Don't you know, oh, Satan will creep in your mind. You don't even realize that he had already set up camp. And before you know it, you've said something, amen, that's going to hurt you and everybody around you. That's why the Bible said, be angry, but sin not. If you don't control your temper, I promise you, you will sin. Huh? I say, if you do not control your temper, I promise you that you will sin. See, Satan will never take his hands off of you. I don't understand why people think that. I'm trying to make it as plain as I can. I don't care how long you've been saved. Huh? I don't care how good and how many times you speak in tongues. I don't care how much you pray. Sometimes, if you really want to know the truth, while you're praying, Satan is talking to you right then. Can I get a witness in here? Any prayer warriors in here? Anybody pray? Huh? That's why sometimes when you hear the saints, amen, say, Satan the Lord rebuke you, amen, praise the Lord, what they're doing is rebuking that evil spirit that's trying to take control of your prayer. You trying to get a prayer through to God, and he's trying to stand between you and God. You should say, I rebuke you now in the name of Jesus. Get out of here. I got to get a prayer through. Yes, I'm saved and sanctified, but I need to get a prayer through. I'm holding on to God's unchanging hand, but I need to get a prayer through. My wife is sick. My children are going astray. My money is funny. I need to get a prayer through. So I need you to step aside, amen, and let me talk to the master. And I want to tell him about my problems. I want him to know that I know he's the only one that can fix it. Can I get a witness in here? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Then you also need to know, amen, that you're going to reap whatever you sow. If you go around hurting people, I ain't worried about you. I know sooner or later, amen, God's going to tear you up. You're going to be hurting. You're going to feel some serious pain, amen, because, amen, God, amen, does not want you to go around hurting his folks. You say, well, wait a minute. The person ain't saved. All souls are mine. God don't want you hurting nobody. Matter of fact, if somebody's not saved, you ought to reach out to them more, because that is supposed to be your witness. Ain't going to get no help in here today. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Amen. You better sow good seed by speaking the truth, for it is the truth that will set you free. You shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Amen, praise the Lord. Let me call a couple of witnesses. I'm going to my seat. Amen, praise the Lord. Abraham told King Abimelech that Sarah was his sister. But in the night, amen, while the king was sleeping, God whispered in his ear and said, look at here, bro. Amen, the woman got a husband. She's a married woman. And Abimelech was a little bit disturbed by that, because it almost looked like Abraham was trying to set him up, because he did not want to fool with God's property. Lord, help me here. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Cain killed his brother Abel, and God just came down and asked the brother, where is your brother? Cain said, wait a minute. I don't know where he's at. Am I my brother's keeper? My God. God put him, amen, he put him on the ruin, and Cain suffered for what he had done, amen, to his brother. And Ananias came in with some money in his pocket. Amen. And if he was like us, this is Black History Month, right? He was probably jingling it. We like to make a little noise with our money. We want somebody to know we got a dollar or two. And he probably came in, amen, praise the Lord, and instead of giving it to Peter, amen, he threw it on the floor. Amen. Strutting his stuff. Amen. Because he done brought the money, amen, to the man of God. And Peter looked at it, amen, and said, Ananias, why would you want to lie to the Holy Ghost? In other words, amen, he cut right through the chase. Amen. He said, I know you're trying to lie to me, but you're not really lying to me. You're lying to the Holy Spirit. Amen. Praise the Lord. This is a different day. You're not going to get away with this. Amen. And just that quick, he fell dead in front of the man of God. Took him out, and lo and behold, his wife, amen, Sapphira, come foxing in there with her fox herself, amen, and witness to the same thing. Amen. He had given all of the money. And she said, why? They said, why would y'all conspire? In other words, they had to make this up before he showed up. She didn't even know her husband was dead. Amen. And just that quick, she dropped dead too. Amen. The young men came and took her out too. You've got to be careful. Amen. Your tongue is a fire. Your tongue can destroy you. Or your tongue, let me put it this way, your tongue can cause you to be destroyed. Huh? I say your tongue can destroy you, and it also can cause you to be destroyed. Amen. And so let's take a lesson from these people today. Amen. Praise the Lord. You need to serve the Lord. No matter what, call on the Lord. Use your tongue for a good purpose. Hallelujah. Use your tongue, amen, to go pray for the sick. Use your tongue, amen, praise the Lord, to go lay hands on somebody. Use your tongue, amen, praise the Lord, to say something kind to somebody. Use your tongue, amen, to tell somebody that they look good and mean it. Don't say it if you don't mean it, amen. Use your tongue, amen, to lift somebody's spirit, amen. Somebody that's in trouble, somebody that's feeling sad because they lost a loved one. Use your tongue to say something kind to them. Use your tongue, amen, to lift somebody up. How many know, amen, if you lift somebody up, Jesus will lift you up. I'm so glad that the Lord lifted me up, took my feet out of the doldrum, put my feet on a solid rock. I thank God for what he's done. Use your tongue to testify to somebody. Anybody got a testimony today? You ought to have a testimony. Use your tongue to tell somebody about the goodness of the Lord. I'm so glad that the Lord saved me, took me out of sin and shame, gave me a new life, and I thank him for it. Everybody standing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Do you realize what you are saying when you open your mouth? Amen. It's not always curse words, but sometimes it's just inappropriate. I'm trying to help somebody here. I said, not all the time you're cursing, not all the time you're downing somebody, but what you say is inappropriate for the occasion. So you need to think about what you are saying. My brothers and sisters, I'm talking to the leaders now. Amen. I know sometimes we get a little carried away, we feel good, and God will give us a message. And then we'll decide we're going to deviate from the message and start fussing.
Thank you. This has been Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ with Pastor Maurice Johnson. Johnson Temple is located at 200 Nona Street, Leesville. Service times are Sunday schools, 9:50 a.m., Sunday morning worship service, 11:15 a.m., Sunday evening worship, 7:45 p.m., Tuesday Bible study, 7:30 p.m., Friday night worship service, 7:30 p.m., prayer Monday through Friday, 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock a.m. Thank you for listening to Johnson Temple, Church of God in Christ.
Tell somebody, say,
you stand.
What will people think when they hear that I'm a Jesus freak? What will people do if they find that it's true?
Decades ago, Richard Wurmbrand, the founder of the Voice of the Martyrs, wrote these words, so prophetic for our turbulent times. The prerequisite for apprehending God is silence. The radio and TV have to be switched off. Many souls never find the silent God because of much noise in their homes. I have traveled around the world, but the most interesting journeys have been those I made in silence in the depths of my own heart. The only place God wishes to meet me. VOM challenges you to unplug and accept the offer made in Psalm 46. Be still and know that I am God. For more, go online to persecution.com.
This has been Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ with Pastor Maurice Johnson. Johnson Temple is located at 200 Nona Street, Leesville. Service times are...